From the city of Dundas, your city administrator, John McCarthy. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, good. Let's talk about what's going on in Dundas. You had a meeting last night. Why don't we start off by backtracking, though? The previous Tuesday, usually have the meetings on Monday, but you had, of course, Veterans Day is observed this week. But last Tuesday, we had an election, and one of the things that... that was on there was the sales tax for a proposed civic center, a half-cent sales tax. That was a close vote, but ended up getting a no.
That was very close, yes, mm-hmm. Fairly close. It did get a no. Basically, the citizens of Dundas decided that they'd agree with the city, what citizens of Northfield felt, is mm-hmm. that it wasn't maybe not quite the right time for it, or mm-hmm. the right time for it. So.
You also had an election, and you had to, last night, would you have to canvass the results? Is that what you did last night?
Right, last night is canvass the results, and then certify those results. And yeah. So there were, the mayor ran unopposed, was reelected, but there was a race for the two council positions, and basically our council positions are open. We don't have a ward system, so... the top two vote getters are elected to the council when we have a council election. So the councilors Grant Midori and Larry Fowler were reelected, but they had some opposition this year. There was a new candidate, Kelly Ludvigson, mm-hmm. and she polled fairly well. The race wasn't. In no way was it a runaway race for anybody. It was mm-hmm. it was a fairly tight race, so it was good to see the good turnout we had and the folks having the ability to vote for other candidates too.
Now, as the next question is the turnout, we saw an increased turnout for a midterm election just about everywhere. Dundas was no exception.
Dundas was no exception. We had a great turnout. It was almost we were within, I believe, less than 5% of the turnout at our last election. So it was at the 2016 general election. So that was unbelievable. Usually we're running about maybe 30 to 40% of mm-hmm. the turnout from the general to the midterm election, and it was within striking distance.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the things that you had on last night. Well, City Hall. 2019 is going to be a big year for downtown Dundas, hopefully, that you get a new City Hall. And did you put out a request for the proposal?
Yes, the request for a proposal was approved last night, so that'll be going out being posted on the appropriate sites, and also...
And this is architectural, correct?
This is architectural and construction management.
And construction management, okay.
Right. So, so it's we're looking for someone to design a City Hall. We have a location for it. We have the property... we have an idea of that we want it to be compatible with the downtown. Mm-hmm. Represent the historic mill feel of the town.
If you'd ask me, Dundas is the city of baseball. Maybe you could have a baseball-shaped City Hall.
That'd be
a tourist attraction.
You know, I understand they're moving the Golden Glove at Target Field, so perhaps we could have them move it a little further.
And maybe not.
Maybe not.
Something a little more traditional, perhaps. Maybe a Duke statue out front.
A Duke statue. We could move the statue of Bill Nelson mm-hmm. from the ballpark over to and bronze that.
There we go. Hey, let's. As far as the design goes, we talked with Northfield Schools Superintendent Matt Hillman, who the voters approved a new school for them, and we talked about the design process. How do you go about doing that? They have a committee, and there's going to be a number of steps that we have to go through. I'm guessing it's probably a little bit less for Dundas. You're not spending $41 million on this. So.
Right.
Okay.
The city's spending a significant amount of money, but we don't have quite the constraints that the school has as far mm-hmm. as having to you know, we're basically building an office building with a meeting room attached.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot simpler, or a meeting room with offices attached, whichever way you want to look at it. So it's a lot simpler structure. So basically what will happen is what is anticipated to happen is, several firms will, hopefully respond to it. They will, do a preliminary design, to take a look at, you know, what they think should be on the site and, give us, some, estimates of what it would cost to do the project, what their building is going to cost, etc. The council will, staff in the council will look at, the proposers and, then, either enter into or negotiate an agreement with either one or more firms to complete the project. And so then they will start on the design of the project, and go through that. But
mm-hmm.
So basically it is, and you know, we don't have to have a lot of committees. We don't have nearly the various functions that a school has to provide. So it's going to be a lot simpler, but it's essentially the same type of function.
Now, that the site, which is being, I guess, referred to as the old school site in Dundas, you've had plans to develop that whole block. Is right now the city hall going to be the only thing, or is the developer going to look at the whole project, or the project as a whole? Will you have to design something that fits in with the rest of it? Because this is a you're basically doubling the size of downtown Dundas in one block.
Right now, we're just looking at City Hall, but the City Hall will have to be compatible with the future development of the site.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it appears that logic suggests that parking for the site, no matter what is developed there, City Hall and any hopeful retail development will occur at the back of the site. So that's going to be most likely a constraint. If someone comes up with a better way to handle required parking, I think that the city would be very excited about how to do that. But
mm-hmm.
The guess is the site is going to be constrained slightly by the need for parking and the ability, and there isn't much additional space down in downtown to provide for parking to service the area, so most of the required parking is going to have to occur on site.
Mm-hmm.
There is some creativity that can be applied to parking, but it's, you know, that's going to be most likely the biggest constraint. And other than that, and the hope that the city or that the council or the intent of the council is to hopefully get the downtown to develop into a service area, you know, small businesses, but you know, we understand you're not going to get a lot of medium size or specialty businesses there, but you might be able to pick up a small restaurant or a coffee shop, that type of thing, maybe some professional offices, you know. It's not going to be a big fancy development eventually, but try to be consistent with the the idea of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Then the older, basically, we're not going to be a fancy glass and concrete downtown.
Well, if you look at Dundas though, and compare that, if you travel throughout rural America, Midwest, so many small towns the size of Dundas are just kind of withering up, you know. They had their boom back in the 30s or 20s or whatever. Those storefronts are empty now. Dundas is expanding theirs, and you have some options of, you know, how the future is going to be shaped going forward. A lot of good stuff.
A lot of good stuff happening.
Dundas is in a good spot
pretty,
right now.
You know, it's a pretty exciting area. I mean, mm-hmm. We've been able to take advantage of some of the assets that Northfield offers. They offer a little bit different experience than Northfield does, but yet working together, I think that there is there's a lot of opportunity for continued growth in the area that we can both benefit by.
Once again, John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. Anything else from last night's meeting?
Not too much, Jeff. There was a little. I think council's been is. we're at the point now where we're getting to the compensation study that should be done very shortly. So that should help the city work through the upcoming transitions. We've already gone, you know, we've already lost our chief of police as far as to retirement. So that's, you know, we're working through the process of the new police chief. I think our interim is doing very well, the assumption is that's going to continue as a permanent position.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you know, we still are going to have some senior people leaving in the short term future, and are, you know, trying to make sure that our plans are the city is in great shape.
Any names?
Well, there's three of us that are well past retirement age.
Okay, all right.
Let's put it that way.
Well, the word "us" kind of answers all the questions that I had there, John. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. So we're getting into a budget season in December. Well, so maybe next time you can bring in a line by line itemizations and we can go over it.
Well, that's, you know, if I'll bring in the book.
Okay. 12 dozen pencils, really? I think you can do with 9.
Yeah.
All right. John, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator.